Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are listening to the Tableau Podcast.
Hey, all. Welcome to the Tableau Podcast. You should be following us. Just search for the Tableau Podcast anywhere on the internet. And you'll find something. Subscribe to that. A couple weeks ago, I had my phone recording, like audio memo, because I was like trying to come up with a melody. And Haru was lying next to me. I was waiting for her to go to sleep. And she suddenly wanted to play Would You Rather.
Okay.
And it got recorded, the whole thing.
Okay.
And it was just really funny. I don't know. I don't know if it's funny, but here's what it is.
This is like Would You Rather me, okay? I'll go first.
Okay.
Would you rather be stuck in a bathroom for 24 hours or be stuck in a car for 24 hours?
Okay, is the car moving?
No.
The car is just sitting there?
Yeah, and they don't have any bathroom, and bathrooms are scary.
And can I play music?
No.
Okay.
You can't do anything in the car. You can't do anything in the bathroom.
Tim, what's the difference? I'd rather be, is it cold in the car?
Well, it's your choice. Dude, it's a Would You Rather game. You don't have to ask questions.
Oh, I'm not allowed to ask questions. Okay, fine. I choose bathroom.
Bathroom, okay.
Okay.
Can you say
Haru. Okay. Would you rather eat Cheetos that taste like poop?
Then why doesn't everything have to be poop or taste?
Dude, when you play Would You Rather, there's nothing that is as fun as tasting poop. Would you rather eat Cheetos that taste like poop or poop that tastes like Cheetos?
Cheetos that taste like poop.
Really? But it tastes like poop.
Yeah, I can just spit it out.
But why would you not eat the poop that tastes like Cheetos?
Because it's poop, but it just tastes like Cheetos.
You are brilliant. I love you.
Wait, was that her saying, I love you? Or was that her going,
No, I said, I love you. And she's like, me too.
Oh.
Yeah, so I asked her, would you rather eat Cheetos that taste like poop or poop that tastes like Cheetos? And she chose Cheetos that taste like poop. Because if she eats the poop that tastes like Cheetos, she would actually just be eating poop.
We interrupt the Tableau Podcast for breaking news. Okay, so a ton of people were tweeting me saying that they can't wait to see how I react to this. So, Marvel Studios just dropped their big game spot. I actually wasn't able to catch it in the moment, so I'm on YouTube and I'm looking at the thumbnail and it says the universe is expanding. I'm assuming that these are going to be like the shows for Disney Plus, the Marvel shows that are coming up. So Falcon and Winter Soldier, WandaVision, Hawkeye, and Loki, right? I don't know. So it's 31 seconds. I'm going to watch this right now, actually. Okay, hold on. Let's go. Oh my God. Captain America's shield stuck in a tree. Oh my God, Falcon is practicing with a frisbee. There's soldiers flying through the sky like flying squirrels. WandaVision. It's like a classic sitcom. Oh my God. Loki. He's gonna burn someplace to the ground.
What?
Okay, that was a crazy 30 seconds. Oh my god. Okay. Well, first of all, Disney Plus better, you know, start service in Korea. Damn it. Okay, so, Loki. First of all, oh my god, Loki. He's alive. This is the old Loki, right? So, in Endgame, like, the old evil Loki that never turned good. The good Loki died. So, the old Loki got a hold of the Tesseract, went through, like, a time portal, I'm assuming, and ended up in the past. There was a picture online of him walking down the street, and I think Jaws was playing in the theater. So, I'm assuming he's, like, back in, like, the 70s? Why is he in prison in this trailer? Okay, here's my prediction. So, he goes back in time, and it's like a Terminator 2 kind of situation, right? Or Terminator 1. And he's there, and he's, you know, he's dressed like a futuristic medieval reindeer. So, someone's gonna have a problem with him, right? And someone's gonna be like, dude, the fuck are you wearing? And Loki just immediately kills him. And then a bunch of people, like the authorities, you know, or the cops or whatever, they grab him. And they're probably assuming he's like a murderous, like serial killing cosplayer. And then they shove him in prison. And S.H.I.E.L.D. was around at this time, right? Okay, so I'm assuming, like, S.H.I.E.L.D. shows up, and they're like, who the hell are you? And he's like, you guys are, like, ants to me. You guys are, like, tiny little bugs to me. I'm gonna burn this place to the ground. And I'm pretty sure he's gonna do that. Maybe this is, like, a prison break kind of story, which would be great. I mean, Prison Break, not the TV show, but like Prison Break as a genre is interesting because it's like a heist where you have to heist yourself out of the situation. So I love like the whole escaping prison kind of thing. So maybe, and imagine Loki trying to do that, right? I mean, it's going to be crazy. He like befriends the people that he's in prison with. And then they escape, maybe. That would be great. The WandaVision thing looks like... So it's like a classic sitcom, and everyone's probably like confused. They're like, what the hell's going on? Isn't Vision dead? Like, what's she doing in like a classic sitcom? I'm assuming, and there's like a little tiny sliver of a moment in this trailer. I think she got a hold of Tony Stark's, like that hologram tech, you know, they called it BARF. It was featured in Spider-Man Far From Home. So maybe she got a hold of that tech and she's using it to get over her grief from losing Vision, right? And maybe she creates this situation like a classic sitcom. Because sitcoms, see, the great thing about sitcoms is even sadness and even moments of grief are dealt with in a way where I don't want to say it this way, but it's digestible. So maybe she's using like this sitcom fantasy hologram thingy to get over her grief. And in the process, I'm assuming that this somehow becomes real because, you know, Wanda has the power to bend reality, I think. Right. So maybe that's the storyline and it'll probably lead into like her buddy movie with Doctor Strange. And Falcon and the Winter Soldier just looks like a really good just looks amazing, actually. I love the shot of Falcon practicing with the shield. Because it's like the greatest frisbee in the world. And I don't know how they're going to deal with the fact that Falcon's not a super soldier. Like, he didn't have anything shot into him. You know, he just had this amazing tech. So I don't know. I don't know how they're going to deal with it. But I like that it's going to be a Captain America that is human, right? A Captain America that can get hurt and bleed. Like, Steve Rogers did that, but, you know, he was like a super soldier. The dude could, like, fall off a building and he wouldn't die. So the fact that Falcon is actually a human, like, you know, not a superhuman, I think that makes the Captain America story even better. I got to text Haru. Haru's going to go crazy over this. She's been waiting for WandaVision. Like, I told her it's coming out in, like, a couple of years, like, maybe next year. And she's just, like, almost every day, she's like, Daddy, when's WandaVision coming out? It's like that whole, like, when you go on a road trip with your family and the kids in the back are like, Daddy, are we there yet? Okay, that's what WandaVision is for her. So she's like, she can't wait, right? So I gotta text her right now. Anyways, back to the Tableau podcast. Right? And I recently saw something on, like, Hasan Minhaj on YouTube, where, like, an audience member asked him, like, the reason why I asked her this, asked him, like, would you rather eat something that tastes like literal shit or shit that tastes something like something else? And he was like, you know, I don't know, right? Like, what would you rather eat? Like, because let's say, okay, would you rather eat a cheesecake that tastes like literal shit? Okay?
Yeah.
Or
literal shit that tastes like a cheesecake. What would you rather eat? Because if you choose the literal shit that tastes like a cheesecake, it won't taste like literal shit.
Yeah.
But you would in fact have eaten shit.
Yes.
So what would you rather eat?
Am I doing this in front of an audience?
No. You're doing it in the privacy of your own room. But we will all know that if you… Whatever you chose, we will find out. Like, we will know that you ate shit. What would you choose?
I genuinely do have to ponder it.
Right? It's just really tricky.
Yeah.
Is the split second or that moment more important, right? Where you're tasting shit or cheesecake, or that long regret of knowing that you got through the moment because you ate shit that tastes like cheesecake, but you're living with the fact that you ate shit.
So what's the texture?
Oh.
So does the texture reflect the taste?
Or does the texture
reflect the image, object?
That's actually a very good question. So let me lay it out for you. So the cheesecake, the texture feels like a cheesecake.
Okay.
Okay, everything about it is a cheesecake. But for some unexplainable reason, it tastes like literal shit.
Yeah.
And it's a shocking sensation for you when you take the first bite, because you also are realizing that you've never actually eaten shit before.
Yeah.
Like, so this is a completely new sensation for you. This is a completely new taste. And you're like realizing in that split second that this is what shit tastes like. And it's also really jarring for you because the texture feels like a cheesecake, the way it crumbles and
you, the smoothness.
Yeah, you feel like it's a cheesecake, but it clearly tastes like literal shit.
Yeah. Okay?
And if you're eating the literal shit that tastes like a cheesecake, you know that this is shit, like the texture. Yeah. Like, this is the sensation that you imagined you would have when you bite into turd. Okay? Okay. Okay. Many of our
half of our audience has now turned off the podcast.
For those who eat while listening to podcasts.
Okay, I'm really sorry. But it tastes like the best cheesecake you've ever had.
Okay, well that does add an element to it. Because if it's just any other cheesecake.
No, it's just like the best cheesecake you've ever had.
But then in turn, is it the worst possible tasting kind of shit?
Oh.
Or is it 그냥 보통?
Dude, are you kidding me? There's no degrees to shit.
It's someone who's literally clearly allergic to something.
No.
Like, you eat it and it tastes like something went wrong.
Diane, there's no getting around the fact that it's gonna taste like shit. Okay? And I mean literal shit. I don't mean it's gonna taste bad. I mean it's gonna taste like
shit. How much do I have to eat of it? Just a bite? Or is it like a plate of it?
Oh, it's a full bite. It's like a full…
But just a bite.
Yeah, like a huge bite though. It's like if you were biting into a hot dog after like starving. Okay?
Okay.
So, what would you choose though? Because, yeah, you can get through the moment by doing the literal shit that tastes like the best cheesecake you ever had, right? Because it'll just taste like a really good cheesecake, right?
Yeah.
But… After that moment passes and some days pass or like a week or a month passes or like 15 years later, you're living life, having completely forgotten this moment, okay? You're living your life. You're married. You have…
To who?
You're married to like this great person. You guys have a beautiful family together. You're about to buy your first house and all of a sudden you remember that 15 years ago you ate shit.
You know what? I actually…
Can you live with that? Although it tasted like cheesecake and if and then you are like riddled with guilt for some reason.
Yeah.
You tell your husband, you're like, I need you to know 15 years ago I had like…
Why on earth would he have to know?
I was given this option. And I chose literal shit that tastes like a cheesecake. And she's like, and he's like, wait, what are you telling me? You ate shit? And you're like, no, but it tasted like a cheesecake though. And he's like, you ate shit though. You ate cheesecake.
Okay.
Flavored shit though.
Well, that's assuming that's the option I choose. You know what? I just came up with a good enough reasoning for me to choose cheesecake that tastes like shit.
Why?
Because… It'll stop me from eating certain sweets.
Oh, forever.
Because I'll be so traumatized by it that I won't be able to look at a cheesecake or something similar without probably wanting to like gag.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's actually a great deterrent from overly sweet desserts. Especially of that kind. Because I eat a lot of sweets.
All right. I am sufficiently disgusted by like my own talk today. Like, I know for a fact that all of you have, like, most of you have now turned off.
You really buckled down.
And deleted your podcast app and deleted your Spotify app. I'm really sorry that we started off this way. Hey, did you play Would You Rather when you were a kid?
Yeah, all the time. Me and my brother. But it's funny. The funny thing about Haru's recording is her being like, you can't ask questions.
Yeah, you just have to choose.
And I was like, I think that's the whole point of Would You Rather is like the discussion around it.
Here's where I'm trying to go with this. Life is basically a series of Would You Rathers. Right? And if you think about it, when we were kids, some of the Would You Rather questions were unbelievable. Okay? This cheesecake and literal shit thing is like nothing compared to some of the questions we asked each other. Okay? And it got progressively worse and more violent, right? Like, it just got nasty. And you think about it and you're like, why am I being forced to choose between two of the most terrible things I can imagine? Like, why do I have to choose between cheesecake that tastes like shit and shit that tastes like cheesecake, right? But often in life, you come to a crossroad where both paths lead to shit. Okay? And you have to choose the lesser evil or the lesser terrible thing. Right? And those situations come no matter what. And when they do, it's like the worst, worst time in your life because you have to make a decision between the two. And you don't like either choices. Okay? And I think about this all the time. Anybody, like, when anyone in an interview asks me, like, which of your members do you like more? Okay? That's the crossroad for me. I'm like, what? How do I make a decision here? Like, how do I choose the lesser evil? Like, this is exactly like choosing between a cheesecake that tastes like shit and shit that tastes like a cheesecake.
Ooh. Where do you and your members fall on the, like, Dungeons and Dragons, like, chaotic neutral, chaotic good scale?
Oh, I'm sorry, Diane. I don't know what Dungeons and Dragons is.
So. Yes, you 100% do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I know what a dungeon is. And I also know what a dragon is.
I saw a picture of you in high school. That kid knows what Dungeons and Dragons.
Did you play Dungeons and Dragons?
I sort of played for like 10 minutes. But I know what it is.
But what do you mean? Like, what species? I don't know what you're talking about.
There's like scales of like people's like personality types or archetypes. And so the scale is like…
Like a druid?
So it'll be evil and good, right?
Yeah.
And then it'll be chaotic or lawful. And it's a scale. So it's
I kind of remember now.
Yeah, so like chaotic neutral or chaotic good or lawful neutral. Where do you think you fall?
I think I'm like smack in the middle of it all. I think I possess all of them. Or can I be like a circle that like encompasses all of them?
You're just neutral, neutral?
No, I'm everything but neutral is what I'm trying to say. So what would I look like? Like what am I? A star? Like what
I think you're chaotic good.
Really? Thank you. That's the…
That can't be the Diane. Nicest thing anyone's ever said.
Oh my God. That was like the most beautiful thing anyone's ever said to me. I'm gonna change my Instagram profile. It's gonna say, I'm chaotic good.
Yeah.
Or it's gonna say…
That's another t-shirt.
In quotes, Tableau, you're chaotic good, Diane. Right? So that it's not like me calling my… or complimenting me. It's like someone else said it to me.
But think about it. Doesn't that apply to you in a bit? Because I feel like you have a sense of like you want to do something. You want to make something good or you want to put something good out in the world. But you don't mind…
Chaos?
If in order to achieve it, using chaotic methods or that something that disrupts.
Yeah. Well, I believe that chaos is the only way to achieve anything. Good or bad. It's just the way the world is, right? And I'm sure our biochem major totally agrees with me, right?
He's literally lawful good.
Yeah, you're
lawful
good.
Look at his scarf.
You're wearing a scarf? I actually didn't know until this point because you're wearing a black scarf on a black…
He's wearing the most put together outfit of anyone in this entire office. Dress shoes, black dress shoes.
In Dungeons and Dragons, you would either be a druid or an elf.
Oh, all of a sudden you know characters in Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay, here's the thing about Dungeons and Dragons. I don't know if it's still played the same way, but here's the thing. I never figured out what the hell I was doing. Do you know that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so when I was a kid, growing up in Vancouver, you know, as a kid, you're always looking for like things to do, right? And you had heard about Dungeons and Dragons. And then one day, I walked into some comic book store and they had a bunch of like small silver like figures, like avatars, like tiny, like a dwarf, like a druid and like a dragon, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't know what those were for. So I was just in there to buy comics and I saw them and I'm like, what is this? And it says like Dungeons and Dragons, right? And they're like pieces you use.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I don't remember too much. Yeah. But, and I'm like, oh, this game like seems really fun. It must be really fun, right? And I wasn't allowed to have video games and stuff. So I was like, this looks really fun. So I bought like a really cheap like Dungeons and Dragons starter pack kind of thing. brought it home, and then I opened it up, and I thought there would be like rules and stuff. Like I thought this would be like a pretty straightforward board game. And then I'm like, wait, it doesn't even have the pieces that I saw. Like, what the hell's going on here, right? Like, what is this? And then there's like, you know, I don't even remember if they had instructions. So basically, Dungeons & Dragons is you just get around and you just make up stuff, right?
I think that's just, the rules are made by whoever is moderating the story.
Yeah, so that person just grabs stuff like out of his ass, right?
Like, they sure do.
Like you just
and
make
it
stuff.
It tastes like cheesecake. Well,
you just… This episode, oh my God. Started with Haru's voice and just went to shit. But anyways, like that's basically what it is. The moderator just makes up stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then like…
But they come into prepared.
It's like, hey, elf, you have to roll a 9 or something to get past this fire dungeon. And then you roll a 9 and then he's like, You've passed the fire dungeon and now you can fly. And just make shit up, right?
Well, the dice is like your probability of achieving your goal.
Okay, but the goal or whatever, the stuff, yeah, is all just like the moderator just making things up as you go. It's like an unreliable, like, you know, narrator just making stuff up as you go, right? Or did we play this wrong? Because
like certain things that are decided about your character and their capabilities. So there are like, they're not like that many limits. But for example, like once you choose what type of…
Oh, you were really into this, Diane.
No, I learned it in like the 20 minutes I played once.
Okay.
And I also used to listen to Dan Harmon on Harmontown, him playing D&D.
Yeah, true.
And
yeah,
it was really good.
It feels like you played 20 minutes a day for like 2 years. Honestly, but
it sounds like you're projecting right now.
No, I'm not ashamed of this.
You're trying to act like you've never even heard of
it. Like you have something to hide.
Well, I'm just explaining a question you know, honey boo boo.
But anyway, so you do make stuff up.
Yeah.
Like all the situations, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I must have been playing it right. Because this whole, like, I remember playing this with like some friends. But I never understood what the hell was going on. Like, I went a whole year, like, playing this occasionally and not knowing what was going on. And to this point in my life, I will look back and not understand what was going on. And then apparently they're making a Dungeons & Dragons movie.
Oh.
Right? And here's the thing. It's like, how do you make that movie when… It was just kids all over the place just making shit up. Like, how do you make a movie? Like, where's the one story?
Maybe it's just a story about kids playing Dungeons & Dragons. And
like, I don't get it.
You go into the world.
I honestly don't get it. Because I remember I played once with this, like, older… Like, this older kid that came to my house because, like, his parents were… You know, like, church friends with my parents. And then they came over and all the parents went out. And then left us like in a literal dungeon. And he's like, oh, you have Dungeons & Dragons? And he saw my starter pack. And I'm like, yeah. And then he brings it out and he's like, I'm the best moderator ever.
Oh, like Dungeon Master.
Yeah. And we're playing. And like he's saying stuff that like clearly I'm like, this isn't the way this is supposed to be played, is it? But I really still haven't figured out how. So I'm like, okay, this must… Whatever, right? And he's like, you roll a 2 and I don't kick your ass. And I'm like, what are you talking about, right? And it's just like… You know what I mean? Like,
well, I don't think he was a very good moderator then.
But you know, like just making stuff up.
Yeah.
Right? And like… And things are like anachronistic and like… And not belonging to this world. Because this is supposed to be like medieval.
Yeah.
Okay? But this guy's like… Okay, now you have… You know, you rolled a 7. Now you have a jetpack. And I'm like, what are you… What? And he's like, I'm the moderator. This is how you play this. And just things happening just that don't make sense.
I think he was just a bad moderator. He clearly just wanted to control the story.
Well, anyways, and that's That's how I felt about Dungeons & Dragons in general. I was like, I mean, shouldn't there be at least one, like, one story to govern all of this? So that, like, we have… I mean, we have something to go off of? Because our Dungeons & Dragons games had, like… Dude, we had, like, ninjas appearing, right? In medieval times. I told you about the jetpack. We had horrible situations where, like… It was basically like would you rather situations, right? Just really demoralizing and like demeaning things. What the hell was I a part of? I don't know.
I don't know. Mine was very sweet and wholesome. And I was always the person who was just trying to like plant like someone else's like underwear in people's pockets.
But you guys didn't you've never played with some weird guy? Like, oh no, okay. I hope
that you
not.
Met at a comic book store.
But what I'm saying is like, they would do things like, okay, so now you're like in the enchanted forest walking down and now you have to roll like a 7 or something. And then I rolled a 7 and I didn't know what would happen then. And he's like, okay, the druid sticks a magical like broom up your ass. And I'm like,
okay.
What?
I think you were bullied via like, the vehicle that is Dungeons and Dragons.
I'm like, I didn't sign up for this. I was like, I don't want to play this anymore. What do you mean? Like, what do I do? And he's like, now you have to roll a 9 to like…
Take
the stick out of your ass. And I'm like, I don't have a stick up my ass though. And he's like, well, you do because I said you do. Anyways, that's Dungeons and Dragons for me. Okay, that's D&D for me.
Okay. Well, were you into like all those like medieval stuff, like Lord of the Rings, Hobbit?
To tell you the truth,
I said
in a previous episode, I think like horses. Like medieval stuff has a lot of horses in it, and I don't watch or read. Or absorb any.
I forgot.
Anything with horses in it.
I completely forgot.
I'm okay with it now, but back then I wasn't. And like Lord of the Rings, like, you know, the movies?
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings 2, I tried to watch it 3 times in the theater. I fell asleep every single time.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah, like I mean, I understand like the importance of J.R.R. Tolkien and like, also, like, just his whole world building is, like, unparalleled, right? He created a language for a story, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy's unbelievable. But while I appreciate what he did, like, I'm not really into, like, that whole, like, medieval stuff. That's why, actually, when Thor came out, I was under the impression that I wouldn't like it. Because, you know, it's basically sci-fi… Like medieval stuff, right?
It's Germanic mythology.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, dwarves and like,
yeah,
like, you know, battle axes and just horses, right? More horses, like horses in space.
Does he really ride a horse?
Who, Thor?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's at least a couple scenes where he's riding a horse. And if it's not in the movie, I'm sure when he's not, like when we're not, what we're not being shown is him riding horses,
and
right?
And that's enough to bother you. The fact that there could be horses
yeah,
in the theater.
Yeah, it's just enough for me. Okay, it's just enough for me to be like totally turned off by it. But I actually ended up enjoying it. So I think maybe I've come to terms with horses. And also like in Thor Ragnarok, you know Valkyrie, the character Valkyrie rides a flying horse.
Oh.
So it's like a Pegasus, right?
Yeah.
It's like the unicorn Pegasus I told you about.
You like twitched in your seat.
Remember the Pony Express.
Yes.
Story that
Pegasus,
I came up.
Yeah.
The unicorn Pegasus. And I have no problem with that. I actually really like it. Right? So… Now I'm fine, but I wasn't into like the whole medieval thing. But I was into board games, which is why the Dungeons & Dragons thing.
Happened.
And I was disappointed that all those pieces, those silver like cool dragons and stuff that I saw, like it wasn't like a collection or anything. It was just random stuff you could use as your piece, right? And they were very expensive. So I wasn't able to buy any of them. But like I was really into board games like Monopoly. I don't think I've ever played Clue, but I always wanted to, and I feel like I missed out because it would be really weird for me to play now.
You have a daughter. You can play with her.
Clue?
Yeah.
To play murder with my daughter.
Okay, but like, kids play it.
Really?
Yeah. And it's a kid's game.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a very adult game.
No.
Where you're killing each other.
No.
Okay.
You're just solving who done did it with what.
Have you ever played a Rummy Cube or Rummy Cube? Like the game with the numbers? I'm really good at that. I haven't played in a long time, but like I am really, really good at that for some reason.
I'm not gonna even question.
Okay. What are some of the board games that you played, like that you loved?
Cranium, Life, Sorry.
Oh, Game of Life.
Game of Life.
It's just too real for me.
It's
too real. We're like in that game right now.
Also, the salaries, now that I'm thinking about it, don't make sense to me.
They give you salaries? I don't remember.
Yeah, you know,
this.
You get a job and it comes with a salary. And so you like want to be a doctor because then it's like 100K a year or something.
Uh-huh.
Versus like a teacher that makes 20K a
year. Is life, am I thinking of the same game? Is life the game where like you spin a wheel?
Yeah, you spin the wheel and the numbers.
And like you can die?
Huh?
And you can die.
You can die?
Like you can spin a wheel and then it lands on die and you die.
No.
No? Okay, what am I talking about?
What
here?
Are you?
Okay, my memories are really weird.
No.
Okay, maybe someone changed the wheel.
And wrote die? Is it the same kid who?
I think it might be my brother.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
Demented.
Why do I have a why do I remember like starting the game and I died automatically?
You can't do that. That's not a thing.
Okay. Good to know it's not a thing. You know they're making movies out of a lot of board games now?
Like what?
You know they've like… So, you know, they've basically run dry now of all like established content, right? With the comic books, with the video games. You know, a few years ago, it was weird for video game movies to come out.
Yeah.
But now it's like a normal thing.
Angry Birds.
Yeah, it's like all normal, right?
Yeah.
And now they're going into… I think they have like a deal with like certain board games to make movies out of them, right? I'm sure like a whodunit, like a Clue movie will work.
I feel like that's already been made.
Yeah, that movie, the Knives Out movie.
It's based on Clue?
Well, it's sort of got that whole Clue vibe. I actually haven't seen it yet.
Where everyone's like contained in a house and they're like trying to
figure. I heard it's awesome.
I watched it.
How was it?
It's fun.
Okay.
I mean like…
Don't tell me anything.
No, but like it's not one of those where like you know how it happened from the beginning.
But don't tell me.
Okay.
Anything. Okay. I'm gonna go see it. But like a game that they should turn into a movie is Monopoly. Why? Why are you making that face?
Just by like an old man. Tycoon.
No, it's about a thimble.
Just bouncing on the street.
So this is my pitch.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
It's about a thimble that has been thrown away because it's no longer… You know, who uses a thimble now? Right? Nobody uses a thimble.
We ain't no thimbleina.
Yeah, some people don't even know what a thimble is. It's like the thing you put on your finger, like your thumb or something, when you're sewing.
Yeah, when you're weaving.
Right? So that you don't stab your thumb. And this thimble gets thrown away and lands in a magical world where you fight for property, okay? To build hotels and stuff and then to like jack up the rent prices and stuff. So that you just kill your competition, okay? And this thimble is there, like at war with an iron and a dog, okay? And you're just going toe to toe.
Animated or real action?
Real action.
That's like the people who made Lion King.
Yeah, that's the and actually we're gonna get Elton John to do the soundtrack.
Okay.
We're gonna make it a gritty character study.
On the thimble?
Of the thimble. And the thumb that lost the thimble.
Are you just saying symbol with a lisp?
Yeah, I'm just saying anything right now at this point.
What's the symbol of the thimble?
The thimble. It's a very thimble movie about a thimble. All right. I did want to look at some of our DMs, though.
Oh, yeah.
This episode is like sort of all over the place, I know. But when has it not been? When has the Tableau podcast ever been normal? There is one DM that screamed out at me.
Because it was in all caps?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay. So this question is, hi Tableau. It's from Vivi and Lam. Vivi and Lam, I think. Hi Tableau. Or Vivi Lam. What is your advice for someone who is considering two completely different career paths? One of them is a secure field like medicine. And the other path is some job that would help push for more Asian overall minority representation in the media. While this interests me, it sounds less secure. What do you think? I'm a junior in high school, so there's quite a bit of time for me to decide. Okay. This fits perfectly with our Would You Rather and Dungeons and Dragons conversation.
Totally.
Okay, totally fits, right? She's trying to choose whether she should go into like a very secure field like biochemistry or medicine, or go into something that I assume is like arts or media related, right? And which seems more exciting, but also for sure is going to be less secure. Or feel less secure, right? So as your Dungeons and Dragons like D&D moderator… Okay, so you basically right now…
If you roll a six…
You're at a fork in the road. One road will lead to what seems like paradise. But we don't know what lurks within. And the other one is… Seems like it's the burning forest of hell. But we don't know what is beyond this forest.
Uh-huh.
Roll a four to make a decision?
Is your real advice right now for her to go grab a piece of dice and to roll the dice?
Dude, she's a junior in high school. She's got plenty of time, she said.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
She's got time to build a Dungeons and Dragons set and roll a dice.
And play all the probabilities.
Is this how you moderate? Am I doing it right?
You just say, now what do you want to do? So it's just back to zero.
Vivi. So you are at the fork in the road. What do you want to do? And what does Vivi have to say?
Like, I'm Vivi in this situation?
Yeah, pretend you're Vivi. Well, how do you do this?
What's Vivi's deal?
Huh? Are moderators expected to answer stuff like this?
Yeah. No, we're figuring it out together. I'm supposed to come with it.
Vivi is a junior druid. Vivi is a junior druid in the realm of high school law. And it
Hyrule.
You
high
must
school.
Choose one path, but no one knows what lurks within.
What do druids do? What are their powers?
Druids like they're like biochemists. In a way.
No, they're not.
Yeah,
really?
they have like… They make like concoctions with like… They're like magic…
Magic what?
Magic chefs. They're like magic baristas.
But okay, so I'm a magic…
You're a magical barista.
Oh, you know what's funny? Druid is a medical professional.
Oh.
So…
Okay,
You kind of just have to be what you are, honey.
So Vivi… If you choose… The paradise, surface paradise path, you will become a druid. If you choose the flaming forest of hell path,
you will become an agent at WME.
What other characters do they have? What other in Dungeons and Dragons?
They have elves.
You will become a magical elf. Which path do you choose, Vivi? And I'm sure Vivi's listening right now and she's like, I choose the flaming forest of hell. Okay, you must roll a five two times in a row to cross this flaming forest of hell. Okay? And let's say she keeps trying, but she doesn't. And I just throw her constantly into the flaming forest of hell. Okay? And then you keep trying. You keep trying. Days. And then you got to go home because your mom's like, where the hell are you? Like, get home for dinner. So you go home and the next day you come back and you're playing this again. And you keep rolling, but you never get 2 fives in a row. Okay? And it takes you years and years and years. But one day, you actually get 2 fives in a row. And you cross the flaming forest of hell. And you realize there is a very placid, beautiful lake. And the lake is made of stardust. And you bathe in it and you have like immortality. And all your dreams have come true. And you smile. And that's the end of the game.
Yeah.
See?
And that should have answered any and all questions you could possibly ever have.
Anytime you guys are going through something where you have to make a decision between two really difficult choices, think Dungeons and Dragons. Think cheesecake that tastes like shit or shit that tastes like cheesecake. Okay?
Yeah. You know, I never heard what your choice was on that matter.
What? What do you mean? The cheesecake shit?
Yeah.
Shit cheesecake?
Yeah.
Oh. I would for sure eat the shit. Yeah, I'm not going to regret.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would for sure eat.
And you don't mind anyone knowing that about you?
I've tasted… No, I don't want to. No. I don't want to say it.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to go there, Diane.
Okay.
Go with whatever tastes like cheesecake. Okay, even if it's the most horrible thing in the world.
Because not everything that shines is gold.
The worst house of… the worst cheesecake… What was I about to say? The house of cheesecake?
Like Hogwarts.
The worst cheesecake you can ever have will still taste better than the best shit you can have. Trust me. You can take it from me. Okay?
Wait, what?
The worst cheesecake you'll ever have…
Okay.
Is still better than the best shit you will ever have.
Okay.
Okay? Let me answer one more. So we get a lot of these like, how do I choose the right path questions.
Mm-hmm.
So let me see here.
You just have to choose one. And use that experience to decide whether or not you want to stay on it or not. Because I think the misconception is that you choose a path and you have to stay on it.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
That's true. And here's the thing. Okay, here's what I was trying to say. Okay, thank you, Diane.
Is it what you were trying to say?
Diane, thank you for that amazing assist. Now I'm about to take this ball and just shoot it in there. Okay? You watch what I do with this.
Okay, go.
All right. So here's the thing, guys. Okay, let me say this again. Hold on. Okay, I almost have it. Guys, give me a chance here to blow you away. Come on.
Blow.
Are you all listening? I want you to go out there and gather some friends and listen together. Tell your mom. Tell your dad. Let's listen together. Okay, do you have everyone in the room? Okay, are all of you gathered together and listening? Here's the thing. In the D&D Dungeons & Dragons game that is your life, you're not a druid. You're not an elf. You're not a dwarf. Every single one of you are moderators. You are the moderator of your life. And just like in Dungeons and Dragons, you can just make shit up. Okay? If you feel like there's a dead end, if you feel like there's a humongous wall in front of you, you can just make up a path through it. Like we all did with Dungeons and Dragons and like that terrible guy did. Just making stuff up that doesn't even make sense in the world that we're talking about. Jetpacks in medieval times.
This sticks up my ass.
But is it that ridiculous is what I'm saying. Is it? Or did he know something that all of us didn't know? Did he know that he is the moderator of his life? And he can have jetpacks and magical broomsticks, as many magical broomsticks and jetpacks as he wants in his world. I just want you guys to know that you are the moderator of the game that is your life. Okay? And sometimes you will run into flaming forests of hell. And you will run into, you know, incredibly sticky situations where you have to choose between shit and a cheesecake. But you're allowed to make some of this up as you go. If the path you chose 10 years ago feels like a path you can't abandon anymore because you've walked down it so long and you feel like you're going to regret it and you feel like, you know, it's going to go to waste if you veer off of it. No. Just make up a new path on the side and you can go down that path. I don't mean this literally.
Please do not drive
Please,
off.
Kids. Kids. Do not do this literally. If you're listening to the Tableau podcast
in your car
for literal advice, turn it off. Do not literally veer off the path you're driving down. Wait for an off-ramp. Okay? Look both ways before you cross the street. You cannot actually going to go into a flaming forest and survive. Okay? I'm just letting you know. It's just that I'm just nervous that you guys are taking what I'm saying as a literal fact. We can't do magic. There are no such things as magical broomsticks. Okay? But figuratively, I want you to know that you can be whatever the hell you want. And you are the moderator. Don't let anyone else moderate your life. Don't let people tell you what dice number or whatever to roll. Okay? Just get rid of the dice. You don't need to roll shit. Just go on with it. Just do what you want. Okay? Don't let your parents, don't let the government, don't let the world. Well, I mean, obey the law, of course. But yeah, you are the moderator of your own life. That's all I want to say. Okay? So to all you D&D fans out there, Diane.
Jesus.
Okay? Know that you are the moderator.
Thank you.
And good night.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.